Locker room chats continue here on this Thursday night. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're on to Jackson Heights and head coach Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, it's good to have you back. 2023 season is here. You guys are getting set for Horton on Friday night to kick things off, but I just want to get one quick thought on last year. 4-5 campaign, 3-1 mark in the Northeast Kansas League, but district was a little bit tough, and a loss to St. Mary's, the eventual 1A state champs in the playoffs. Just a quick thought and takeaway from that 4-5 year in 2022.
You know, I think it was a great season, really, because, you know, when you look back on it, we played a ton of youth last year. You know, talking about district play, we go to Riverside, and, you know, we're a couple possessions away from a victory there. And, you know, we go down to St. Mary's with 16 healthy bodies and a lot of freshmen and sophomores start. And we started a center, a senior in Jathan Carl last year. He never played center before in his life. So, you know, when we go into halftime and we're down by 3 points, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. And, you know, we got it into the fourth quarter. You know, we're inside their 10-yard line there in the last 8 minutes of the game. And, you know, if we score, we get it to a one-possession game. Either way, kick a field goal or a touchdown, and they block our field goal and then, you know, go down and score. And then we had to do some things we weren't really accustomed to. And, you know, the score was really not indicative with how close that game was. So, you know, we can look back and say, like, hey, we gave a heck of a game to the state champion. So, you know, that's one way to look at it. And, you know, the kids put in a ton of work this summer in the weight room. And like I said, we had a ton of sophomores and freshmen playing last year. So, you know, we're looking forward to this year. You know, 1 year older, 1 year stronger. So, you know, we're just looking forward to it and anxious for the season to start.
13 letter winners returning, 6 starters on both sides of the ball. Who's really stood out to you during the summer workouts, the weight room, all that, et cetera? Of course, you had the jamboree last week, but who are a couple of players that have maybe stood out to you and you are excited to see here this season?
You know, you hate to pencil out, you know, 3 or 4 guys, but, you know, if I had to, it'd be our captains. You know, Titus Eisenbarth, Drake Mellies, J.W. Moore, and Weston Schulte-Arms, you know, the transfers coming in from Wetmore have really done an exceptional job. And, you know, our community and, you know, our football team have really embraced that. And it's been a, you know, a welcome addition to our community and Cobra Nation. And, you know, those four have really, you know, they didn't miss a day in the weight room. They've been vocal leaders all during the course of the preseason. And, you know, one bad thing that I can say that's happened here in the preseason is, you know, at the Jamboree there on Friday, we had Titus go down with an ankle injury, non-contact on the turf, which is awful news for anybody, especially at a 1A school that, you know, just fighting to get kids to come out. And, you know, X-rays came back and he ended up breaking his ankle. So, you know, that's an all-state caliber kid that's done for the year. But, you know, at a good football program, it's one of those things where next guy up mentality. And, you know, Titus has done an exceptional job after the injury. You know, he wants to be involved. He wants to be on the field. So that's great because he was the leader of our defense, and this is going to be another coach on the sideline for us. But those three, if I had to pick 3 or 4 guys, really, really showed everybody how to work this summer, and we're just really looking forward to what they can do.
And real quick, Drake Mellies, you mentioned him, and also Kate Holliday is another guy. Is it going to be kind of the dual quarterback system with those guys? Who's kind of standing out in that regard and kind of leading the offense this year?
You know, Drake's going to take over this year as the number one at quarterback. And, you know, we're not going to do a lot of musical chairs this year. He's going to be the quarterback, and he's going to be starting game one and hopefully all the way into, you know, later on in the season. And Cade's going to be our running back this year. And, you know, he's been doing an exceptional job learning a new position and, you know, lead blocking, you know, picking up blitzes, all that entails. But, you know, we're looking forward to those two both on the field together this year.
It's Jackson Heights at Horton to begin the 2023 regular season. We'll take a timeout. We got more with Coach Caleb Wick when we come back here on KNZA. We continue on here on KNZA, our locker room chats with Jackson Heights head football coach. That is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, you get set for week one on the road at Horton. You know, the Chargers, you know, in recent years, it's just been kind of a struggle for them, but they were able to snap a lengthy losing streak last year. They got their first win in a handful of years since 2017. They got a new head coach. They literally return everybody. They only lose one starter on both sides of the ball. What do you see from this Horton team? Obviously, they're trying to take another step forward, but the Chargers seem to have maybe their best squad they've had maybe in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I think they, you know, just watching them on film during the course of their jamboree, they just look hungry. They look like a team that is fighting for everything. And, you know, I know their head coach pretty well. You know, Coach Gwinnup, he's a Smith Center guy, just like myself. So when you think about it, it's pretty crazy that you got a Horton, Jackson Heights, Royal Valley, Holton, St. Mary's, all Smith Center graduates and all head coaches here in Northeast Kansas. So that's definitely a great thing to say of the lineage of, you know, Coach Barta and, you know, coming up and running the Wishbone, because I know Horton's going to run the Wishbone. They might do a couple other different things, but, you know, I know they're going to hang their hat on the Wishbone and, you know, be in the physical football team and, you know, running downhill, get 2 or 3 yards, you know, taking the clock, shortening up the game. And, you know, that was our mantra here for 5 or 6, 7 years in a row before we changed it up a little bit and went spread. But, you know, just knowing Coach Gwinnup, I know he's going to have the kids ready to play. I know they're going to play physical. I know they're going to play fast. And, you know, they're awfully big up front, so it's definitely going to be a challenge for us on Friday.
Yeah, they got good size on both sides on the offensive and defensive lines. Kind of going into the next question here would be, what's the one unit that stands out the most when you watch film or when you gather information? Is it the line? Is it their guys up front? Is it the secondary? Is it their skill position guys? What's that one unit that you and the coaches kind of look at and say, okay, we got to really hone in on this right here?
You know, top to bottom, I think they've gotten better on every aspect of their team. But if I had to pinpoint one area that really looked like a strength for them at the Jaren Brea, it'd be their defensive line. You know, they got off the ball in a hurry. They were physical. They were in the backfield disrupting almost every play during that jamboree. And, you know, if I was a betting man, I would say they definitely won the jamboree there on Saturday at Baker and looked very, very good doing it. So, you know, that's definitely going to be an emphasis for us, is our offensive line versus their defensive line. It might be the, you know, name of the game. Whoever wins up front, like they say, is going to win the football game. So that's definitely the case probably on Friday too.
I think I know the answer to this, but just going to ask anyways, can you take anything at all from last year's meeting? You guys won pretty handily in that one, but can you take anything at all as you prep for this one?
You know, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. And, you know, I'm under the philosophy is, you know, last year was last year. You know, these kids are a year older. Some of them, a huge transformation for us. It was J.W. Moore. You know, he gained 30 pounds and of muscle and, you know, weighs over 200 pounds now, and he was playing at 175 last year. So you really can't take last year with anything with a grain of salt, because, you know, coming into this year, kids have worked hard. They want to be together. They want to be focused. They want to be, you know, get that winning tradition going. I can see that at Horton too. The kids are just hungry. They look bigger and stronger and faster than last year. So, you know, they're definitely probably an up-and-coming team. And, you know, running the Wishbone, we're going to have to be very, very sound on our defensive approach, because, you know, you miss one tackler, you don't do your assignment, and they break one for 60. So, you know, we're definitely have to be harping on that on Friday as well.
Finally, Coach, let's end it. Keys to the game. What's it going to take to start the year 1-0?
You know, for us, it's just executing, worrying about ourselves, you know, really, really focusing on their defensive line and what they like to do. And, like I said, just defensively trying to, you know, read our keys, do our jobs, and then hopefully we can do that, and hopefully it's a good outcome on Friday.
There it is. Jackson Heights head football coach Caleb Wick joining us, presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Back to it. Week one, Friday night, 2023 season is here. It'll be Jackson Heights on the road at Horton inside the NEKL. Coach, as always, thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be fun to watch it again throughout the course of the year. Thanks again. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks very much. You too.